Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Many Afghan Christians in the U.S. are in danger of deportation into the waiting arms of the Taliban. We'll share some prayer points in just a few moments. Then join Iran Alive Ministries to disciple new believers in Iran before the window closes. More on that invitation in just a few moments. But first, Afghan refugees living in the United States under temporary protected status have 11 days left to self-deport or face fines and forced deportation. Anyone affiliated with the U.S. faces danger in Afghanistan. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says believers fall into a special category.
Any Afghan Christian sent back to Afghanistan, particularly if they had been public in any way about their faith in Christ, that would sort of put them in the crosshairs of the Taliban.
Extremist groups like the Taliban consider following Jesus an especially heinous crime.
If people are publicly identified as being apostates, people who left Islam, they are now following Jesus Christ, their lives are at risk. Lives are in jeopardy if Christian people are forced to return to places where we know that Christians are persecuted and even killed.
Some believers want to go home despite the risk. Join us in praying for them.
There are Afghan Christians who say, I want to be in Afghanistan. I want to serve the Lord there. But the Taliban was able to get many of the records from the previous government. Knowing all the information potentially that the Taliban had, what would happen when a Christian person landed at Kabul? What would immigration do?
Elsewhere.
Here's a lady that's 37 years old, excited about having her first child, and now she's in prison.
That's Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, who tells the story of Narges Nasri, an Iranian Christian facing 16 years in prison for activities related to her faith.
This all comes from a social media post that she had made. We're seeing now an increase of these sentences already.
Iran has one of the fastest growing churches in the world.
That is, also known to the Iranian government. So they're trying to put further pressure on the Christians, you know, to stop doing either evangelistic activity or convert back to Islam.
Many believers aren't willing to exchange freedom in Christ for the former chains of Islam, but the government pushes back.
They see the Christians especially as not going along with them, and they see them as an opposition group.
Groups like Voice of the Martyrs Canada are financially resourcing the prisoners' families.
Most important thing is that we pray, and then we ask the Holy Spirit how we can get involved. I mean, we can't do everything, but we can do some things.
Find prayer points for Iran at missionnews.org. And finally, a closer look at the weak points and opportunities that come with Iran's exploding church. Here's Dr. Hormoz Shariat with Iran Alive Ministries, himself an Iranian Muslim turned Christian.
Just think of it. There is no church in Iran, no mature Christians, very few mature Christians in Iran, pastors, none. So just think of Iran as a family full of children, spiritual children.
Discipleship. That's what Iran Alive works toward.
Not only evangelize, but we try to teach him, connect them to the Word of God, help them to walk with God and obey God.
5,000 students in their online school need mentorship, more than the current team can offer.
These are good problems to have. Many are coming to Christ. Evangelism is easy in Iran, but we need to work together to disciple that nation.
Work together, indeed, because Iran won't stay open forever.
Spiritual atmosphere of Iran could change within a few weeks or in a few months. So Jesus says, well, it's day work because the night it's coming. I want to say it's urgent that we join together to transform Iran, because Iran can be the first Islamic nation that turns to Christ. And I'm serious about it. It is possible if we work together.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.